Nobody got washed away in the storm, huh? Why don't y'all stand up? Amen. You can open it. Crystal, why don't you lead us in prayer? Thank you. ancient victory at the grave is denied. Jesus lives forever. He's alive. He's alive. He's the Alpha and Omega. First and last is He. Alive. Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. We're rocking and rolling down the streets of Jerusalem, where the people thought that they were crazy, 'cause they were having so much fun. Peter said, these are not drunken years of bones, they're just very, very filled on the Holy Ghost. something, they were crazy. They were having so much fun. Peter said, she's on top. I'll get you some more. And it's very, very filled on the Holy Ghost. This is that. This is that. Spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that. Fell on. Start the shout. Thank you.
God, the voice of triumph. We have the victory. Shout up to God with the voice of triumph. Jesus has set me free. Come on. Shout up to God with the voice of triumph. We have the victory. Shout up to God with the voice of triumph. Jesus has set me free. Come on. Shout up to God with the voice of triumph.
Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. We have a victory.
a joyful noise, shout out to God. Make a joyful noise, shout out to God. He's worthy of power. You can say it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, oh Lord. Come on. Thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you. I'm so grateful, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy of our praise. Come on, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I want to give you praise. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, made a way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, 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 yeah. Shout out to God. Shout out to God. Shout out to God. Is he worthy? Come on.
Shout out to God, be worthy of my praise. Shout out to God, shout out to God, shout out to God. Everything's gonna be alright. Oh, dear God.
Let's just enjoy the Holy Ghost that are.
Higher,
let's go higher. go higher. Come on. Thank you.
water from heaven. Come and quench this thirsty soul. Give us water that we won't thirst again. Satisfy our longing. Satisfy our longing. Come Holy Ghost. Come Holy Ghost. Come Holy Ghost. Calling on you, calling on you, calling on you. Just find a quiet place if I were you.
Praise the Lord. Just press on with God, you know, and go to the next level of what God has for you. How many want that? How many of you would like to go on with God, go on to the next level of what the Lord has for you? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Say, I want to go to the next level of what God has for me. Isn't it so sweet to trust? We're just going to peacefully rest there, bro. Just in the presence of the Lord. Amen. How many believe in the move of the Spirit of God? In the grace and in the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. Huh? What was it? Amen. Just keep meditating. I like that. Amen. Psalm 37 says, fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily shalt thou be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth forth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they will inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotted against the just and gnashed upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay those, and to say such as be of the upright conversation.
Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in evil times. In the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish. And the enemies of the Lord shall be as fat as lambs, and they shall consume into smoke, shall they all consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth. Oh, hallelujah. For such will be those, amen, that learn how to walk in righteousness, learn how to walk in truth, amen, to pull about a blessing, amen. Those are the ones that are going to inherit the earth, amen. And they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. He is merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord judges, loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, and the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. The Lord shall help him and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Hallelujah. Just continue there, Jesse. You can come on out of there. That's a powerful psalm there, isn't it? Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I don't think we need to mess with that tonight too much. But I want you to know that the wicked shall be cut off. We got a word of prophecy. You know, we usually don't go in this area, in this arena. I didn't know. God just said go to Psalm 37. I have never heard that cut off stuff so much. I've read it again and again and again, and I've never seen it from that light. And gone again and again. It's the anointing of the Spirit of Revelation that brings things to our light.
God said it again. Don't you wait. This whole psalm, I've always seen several things in the book of Psalms, in the book of chapter 37. But I can hear the heart of God trying to tell us by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In a little while, somebody say, just a little while. See, God is laughing in the heavens because he knows in just a little while. We don't know. See, in time of trouble, and these are troubled times. Somebody say, the switch. In a little while, the wicked shall be cut off. Do you have faith in that? Do you have faith in that? And the righteous and the meek shall inherit the earth. Somebody say, glory to God. Say, I'm about to take somebody's place. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just, and God is telling us by his Spirit, and the bar of this hour is to know, somebody say no, that the days of the wicked, they're numbered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God said, just a little while. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. It's time to get blessed. It said, those that be blessed of the Lord. See, we all want to be blessed of men. We all want to just have all the things through the system and all those ways. But listen, I want to be blessed of the Lord. Because it's the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Abraham had the opportunity to have someone blessed. Abraham went to war and won. And they tried to give him some money and some assets and all these things. He wouldn't take it. He said, I don't want any of it. Why don't? He said, because I don't want anybody to say I've made him rich. I did this for him. I don't need that. But listen, God is saying to you, listen, you got to learn to live by faith and walk by faith and walk by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Those that are standing in the blessing of God will be able to keep it. If you got it because of faith, if you got it because of confidence, if you got it because of trust, it can't be taken from you. Somebody, you'll shut my high. See, we all think we're saved to be blessed. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. But there was something that stuck out to me. It says, but those that be blessed of the Lord. How many saw that? Psalm chapter 37, verse 22. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth. And we think that, now we think that, and those, they will be blessed to inherit the earth. But it says, such that be blessed of him will inherit the earth. Glory to God. Somebody say, can I borrow that book of yours again? Read, I want to read something to you. Thank you, Jesus. We're not going to be here. Thank you. I would start to meditate and I'd start to think on the things of Jesus. And I'd do whatever it takes, amen, to be under the spout where the glory comes out. I'd make it my point to have nothing more in my life to be blessed of God. To be anointed with his presence, to be anointed in his grace. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say blessings that last forever. We sang on Friday night, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, so the world can't take it away. Whatever God wants to bless you, whatever God wants to grace you with, whatever God wants to give you, guess what? You'll have it forever. Blessed are they that find a hiding place. Somebody say blessed. Oh, come on, say blessed. Say it one more time, blessed. Blessed. Say it one more time, blessed. Blessed. I'm trying to tell you that the days are numbered for the wicked. Amen. And God wouldn't have brought this word to our attention, this revelation to our attention. Let's see that. See, we can't expect it. See, these are times where you can expect anything to happen. There's opportunity. I tell you what, this could happen tomorrow morning, that quick. Things are changed that fast. There were several things in the world that when people were children, they said, hey, we'll never see that wall of Berlin, the wall come down. We'll never see the Berlin Wall come down. Nor will we see the end of the USSR. No one ever thought that thing. And then all of a sudden, we woke up one morning and it was done and down.
Somebody say amen. There's going to be a change. Somebody say praise God. Those that learn to live by faith, those that learn to walk under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, they're coming to the forefront. Amen. We just need to get into the presence of God. I'm telling you this. This next season is a time that we need to get caught up in God. Because what you see won't be. What you see won't be. Everything is changing. Somebody say, praise God. But those that listen, blessed are they that find a hiding place. Blessed are they that abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Many shall wax worse and worse and away. But those that seek diligently, oh glory, it's time to forget about the things of the world. Not put our confidence and trust in all the things of the world, but put our confidence and trust in Jesus and His voice. God is real and He's about to manifest Himself. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And we have a responsibility to reveal the heart and nature and manifest the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. See, God's trying to take us in a hiding place to prepare us for things about to come. Especially, amen. Someone gave a prophetic word tonight that God wants to feed us. Come up higher, come up higher, come up higher, come up higher. Somebody say, amen. But those that seek diligently shall remain and grow strong, because they shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Whatsoever thing they do shall prosper. They bring forth abundantly in this much due season. Therefore, take hold of the reins of life and do what is right, and you'll be able to walk in the light. Somebody say praise God. We have a responsibility to be full of God. You know, as we were meditating and we were just worshiping the Lord, why did we go on so long with that? Because the Bible says, grieve not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. Amen. Quench not the Spirit of God. We got to learn to wait on the Holy Ghost. We're so used to boxing Him up and pitching Him out. Amen. Hallelujah. But we need to become more sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God and start to put to practice some of the things that we've learned. God is starting to real. I believe that there's some other things. We're probably, I'm not hearing this too much around, but I would say probably the next week or two, we'll probably start to hear it. That's how it usually goes. Probably the next week or two, we'll start to hear about the end of the wicked. The day of the wicked being numbered. Amen. Hallelujah. Now it's time for us to prepare. This is what I'd recommend for the saints of God. Be ye filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Get in a hiding place and get to the heart of God. Saturate yourself in His presence. Enjoy Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe that this time of this season of, you know what? The rapture, people don't want to hear this, but I believe that's going to take some faith. Whatever God does, He does it by what? Faith. He does nothing but by faith. And who's going to go? Those that have faith. Amen. We'll go. There will be believers. There'll be some people left behind. People don't like to hear this. I believe if you're not troubling the gates of hell, you'll be here. The rapture comes not to cause us to escape the devil. the rapture happens, God catches away the church to get the church off the devil's back. Somebody say amen. Because the devil can't take over as long as there's a believing Christian someplace. God would have to withdraw the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen. How is God going to say, listen, cast out devils and do all these other things unless until the last day? Somebody say amen. So I believe some empowerment is going to be coming in the church. I believe that latter glory and former glory are coming in together. Amen. There are going to be some dangerous Christians walking about full of the presence of God, full of the glory of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Turning things upside down. They're going to reach. I mean, they can change history in a week. Somebody say amen. Then God will catch away his church. Hallelujah. God's coming back for a bride without spot nor wrinkle. We've got to be like the ten virgins. There were ten virgins in a room. Amen. They were all waiting for the bridegroom to come. Five of them had more than enough oil. Amen. And they were burning. Somebody say burning. Their lamps. Five of the other ones were burning too, but they ran out of oil. Somebody say amen. And had to go out and find oil. I'm going to tell you what. When the heat is on, when the battle's on, when the things that the church is destined to do, amen, when it comes time for you to have power, don't be trying to get power. Somebody say amen. We need to start to pray. See, that's why they couldn't cast that devil out. He said, listen, if this kind cometh out, not but by prayer and fasting. Somebody say amen. There are going to be a whole lot of people trying to catch up with the church, trying to catch up with those that heard God in the first place. Amen. With all this supernatural stuff happening, they're going to be trying to learn about the Spirit of God. Somebody say amen. They're going to say, give us some of your oil. The bridegroom, they're going to discern. Hey, listen, the bridegroom's coming. Give us some of that anointing you got. Give us some of that Spirit you've got. Give me some. I need it. I got to have it. You're going to tell them, go get it yourself. You should have got it a long time ago. Go get it yourself. Somebody say amen. God will not always strive with the hearts of men. See that battle? See, I believe this is the age, this is the hour where we're getting to the point to say, listen, you don't want it, you don't got to have it. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. But this is something, you know, but for believers right now, I'm trying to encourage you to be ye filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus is coming. There's an assignment on us. Amen. There's an assignment on every believer to do the works of Christ. And we're not going to be able to do the works of Christ unless we heed his word in advance. Somebody say, faith to obey God now. See, many people think they're going to have faith to believe God to do the thing that they want him to do. Faith to cast out devils and faith to do all these other things. Well, if you don't have enough faith to heed his word now and prepare, if you're not obedient now when he's calling you away to a hiding place, don't you even dare think you're going to be doing anything in the final day. Somebody say, praise the Lord. See, God knew what was about to come back. He said, listen, go ye to Jerusalem and wait. Somebody say, wait. Hallelujah. And everybody that was in that room got it. Somebody say, amen. Because they were obedient to the Holy Ghost to go before the time. And I believe that God's speaking to the hearts and to the spirits of his people. And tell them, separate yourself, come to a quiet place, come to a higher place. Let me speak to you, let me teach you some things, let me fill you, let me glorify you, that I might be able to use you. And all that are willing will come. Somebody say amen. And they will never be the same again. The whole earth is groaning to see the manifestation of the sons of God. Yes. It's metamorphosis time. See, we're about to put off this, you know, this mortal body and pick up immortality. We're about to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You hear what I'm saying? The cocoon's starting to shake and God's calling us to say, get ready. He's coming. It's time to get out of here. Rabados tene bada high. Don't you have any idea what kind of anointing they were walking in that book of Acts? They heard God in the book of Acts. God said, listen, I want you to go over here and preach. And all of a sudden, poof, they were disappeared and over there. If he did it, listen, the latter glory shall be greater than the former glory. Some say better than that. Somebody say better than that. Somebody say better than that. Say it one more time. Maybe that's what the Holy Ghost was talking about. I can do much more than that. See, we've read in the Word. See, we've read in the Word. We read in the Word. We read in the Word time and time again the things that he did with his people were filled with the Spirit of God. Those that know the Lord, their God, will be strong and do exploits. Who's going to know God more than people that have God living on the inside of them? That's an Old Testament scripture. Those that know the Lord, their God, will be strong and do exploits. And they didn't have the Holy Ghost abiding on the inside of them like we did. Tell somebody it's time to get strong. How do you get strong? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Those that know, somebody say no. And those that know are righteousness. That's righteousness, right? Those that know the Lord their God, somebody say the righteous, will be strong. Somebody say, we'll be strong. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Why? Because God's been telling his people, come on into the hiding place and rejoice forevermore. That's why he said it over and over again this morning. We were studying this passage about the last day. Evermore rejoice. When you see troubled times coming, listen, rejoice. Laugh about it. See, you don't understand. There's a plan. There's a plan there. Come on now. When you see the end of the world start to take place, he says, start to rejoice, for your redemption draweth nigh. Well, he says, start to rejoice. It says, pick up some joy. Get strong. The battle's about to get on. That's why he's saying to get happy and to get joyous and start to laugh in the Holy Ghost when that stuff comes on. When the enemy sees the devil's army, he sees the devil's army on the other side. He said, God will look at the wicked because that's the enemy and start to laugh. The joy of the Lord is our strength. He'll see the enemy coming and start to laugh. And when God starts to laugh, the body of Christ gets bigger. Somebody say, it's deeper than all that. Why do you think God's trying to get you? Somebody say, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And those that know the Lord, their God, will be strong because they learn to flow in joy. Those that know God will have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. We'll be strong. Somebody say, and when you're strong, you'll have all kind of anointing. Amen. It's by spending time in the presence of the Holy Ghost, by spending time under the power of God. Amen. You've been in the hiding place. You hear what I'm saying? You've been in the hiding place, saturated with God, trapped up someplace. You hear what I'm saying? Trapped up with God for a season. Somebody say, up in heavenly places. Let's go higher. And when you come back out again, you're not going to be the same. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, it'll be exploit time. Sometime, somebody say, it's joy time. Because it's time to muscle up. All them that been crying, they'll be all defeated. Sorrow will wear you out. Crying about everything the devil's doing, all upset about all those other things. They're not going to be able to do anything. But someplace God's called some people out and say, prepare yourself, get in the joy of God. Now get out there and do some exploits in Jesus' name. Get out there and show them that Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Brother, getting excited over there. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. See, you don't understand. It's a deep thing. It's a deep thing. When you hear how all of this stuff just wraps together in the plan of God, the heart of God, brother, he's wrapping stuff up. And revelation knowledge is everywhere. He's letting the secret out. He's talking about it. He's telling us all the details, things that we didn't even, things in the word we've never seen before are coming to life. He said, don't forget the wicked, their day's number. That's one of them. I'm going to take care of them. Threats are all over the land. That guy over there in Afghanistan's threatening the U.S. The Bush is threatening them. Somebody say amen. And God is threatening the wicked, saying the day is numbered. Somebody say amen. Somebody say threats are all throughout the land. They're going to be a battle. Do you hear what I'm saying? Somebody said, your day is numbered. Amen. I've heard that before. Amen. Your day is numbered. He said that about the wicked. He said, look and see. He said, all the wicked. Somebody say, praise God. God can go throughout the whole earth to take care of it. Somebody say, amen. Their day is numbered. Somebody say, yet. Anybody ever heard people say, passed away? Where's old Sister Nellie? She just passed away. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, I'm going to take me out some wicked man insurance. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. If I were you, I'd find a wicked person and take out a policy on them. Maybe that's how the wealth of the wicked stored up for the righteous. Somebody say amen. Find the most corrupt, most messed up one you want, take out a policy. And say, woo, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say amen. Tell the church everywhere, take out a policy on the wicked. Somebody say their days are numbered. God said, yet a little while. They won't be there anymore. Verse 36. Somebody say, yet he passed away. Somebody say, yet. Say, yet he passed away. Lo, he was not. Somebody, Rita, you better not go get no policy on nobody. Rita's going to be in her car tomorrow morning. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, the wicked is about to be cut off. Hallelujah. Isn't that some good stuff? Hallelujah. Well, how many of you ready to experience just a little bit of joy before we go? How many want to get some strength? How many want some supernatural strength tonight? Somebody say amen. Says the joy of the Lord. See, you're not going to be able to do exploits. Somebody say amen. You're not going to be able to do exploits unless you're strong in the Lord. Those that know the Lord, their God. Amen. In his presence. Somebody say, in his presence is joy. So say, in his presence is fullness of joy. Those that know God will be in his presence always. And in his presence, whether you like it or not, someone say, fullness of joy. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Say, I'm going to get so close to Jesus, I can't see straight. Moses got close to God, his hair turned white. That's some tough stuff, isn't it? Somebody say, take me on in. See, we sing them songs wrong. Take me past the outer courts into the holy place, past the brazen altar. And we ain't going to be standing face to face. You'd be so drunk in his presence, you'd be falling on your face. Somebody say amen. So until I fall drunk on my face. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. And people think we're real crazy by saying stuff like that. Take me past the outer courts. What is it? Into the holy place. You know the song? Past the brazen altar. Till we're so drunk and fall on our face. Pass me by the crowds of people. The priests who sing your praise. Lord, I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Don't we have it? Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in past the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, touch my lips. Take the coal, sing along. Coal, touch my lips. Here I am. Just don't make me speak in tongues, half of them say. So say, take the coal. That's hot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Touch my lips. Here I am. We don't have that one? Yes, we do. Take me into the Holy of Holies. T. Come on, somebody. It's in the green book, which might be in that drawer back there, Brother Jesse. Don't y'all run off until we take an offering tonight. I'm about to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Pass it on, brother. I need it. You can have joy, Terry.
She's thinking about getting
insurance policy. Ooh, she lived. Ooh, Yalabanda. It's good. Take the coal. Cleanse my lips. Here I am. Yeah, I know my keys. I'm on, Eller. To the holy place, past the brazen altar, till I'm drunk and fall on my face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the priests who sing your praise. Say right, Lord, I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Some say righteousness. Let's pray that we go to that hiding place. I believe that's what he's talking about, the hiding place. Where the wicked can't go. Somebody say praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody's got bells on their robe when you go there. Amen. Sometimes they all of a sudden they hear the jingling. You don't hear the jingling anymore. They just pull them on out. Sometimes they praise God. Now, I want you to think about that word that we've got, the hiding place. Somebody say the hiding place. Say the hiding place. Say the hiding place. How many want to go there? How many want God to take you to the hiding place that he's been talking about? The place where you're blessed. The place where you're blessed and preserved. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah. Let's pray that. Why don't you stand up? That means you keep pressing until you're drunk. Somebody say, thank God. Now, I didn't give you enough scripture to believe that. Come on. Somebody say, praise God. You can turn up, Krista.
Take me past the outer courts into the holy place, past the brazen altar, till I'm drunk upon my face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the priests who sing your praise. Lord, I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me into the holy of holies, take me in by the blood of the Lamb, take me into the holy of holies, take the coal, cleanse my lips.
How many want to go to the holy place? Sing that again. I like that chorus. Doxa, what was it? Do that chorus again, Mama. Into a holy place. Thank you.
say, will you help them by playing with that? Come on. I'm going to pray for you, for those that want some joy tonight. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. How many of you want to go there? That's our job. You know that's our job? Take them into the Holy of Holies. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Go to the high place. Samuel Prissy. Take me past the outer courts to the holy place, past the brazen altar. But I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of your phone. place we need to be found at His coming. He said He will come to meet His bride in the air. Somebody say, He's going to meet me in the air. That means in the heavenly realm. Say, I'm going up. I'm going up. Going up. Going up to meet with Jesus. Now listen to this. There was a man in the Old Testament, and it was said of him, he walked with God and then he was not. He just slipped over. Somebody say, he just slipped over. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Say, I'm blessed enough to worship. I'm blessed enough to put God first. Well, praise God. Just keep flowing like that, and we're going to take an offering pretty soon. Oh, Jesus. Touch Ashley, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Feel. 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 Feel in Jesus' name. Feel. Feel in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Full. 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 Bless, bless, bless.
Fire in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of fire! Sandra, come here, hon.
unspeakable and full of glory. Full of glory. There you did. Set up a like a set fire. In Jesus' name. Here, ready? Hallelujah. I need some help. Drunk. Drunk. New wine from the Holy Ghost. Drunk, boy. Get him up. Come on over this side. You've had other stuff, now take joy. Drunk. Drunk. Drunk, drunk, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Drunk, say drunk, 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 drunk. You haven't been drunk in a long time, have you? Father God, drunk in the name of Jesus. Drunk, drunk, I said drunk. New wine, new wine, new wine. New wine in the name of Jesus. Have another dose of the Holy Ghost. Drunk. Father God, let her feel your anointing, your power, and your presence. Touch! Drunk. 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 Fire of the Holy Ghost. We need the fire of the Holy Ghost. Just pray for the fire. These people need a touch from God. Come on. They need a touch from God. They need God to do something. Pray for that fire. Pray for the anointing. Pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Fire in the name of Jesus. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. 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 Jesus. Jesus. Fire. Double dose of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Increase. 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 Thank you.
I tell you what, when you go out under the power of the Holy Ghost and you just rest in that press, you rest in it, things get better. As you're hiding in Him, He's taking care of all of your stuff. Yeah, don't worry about a thing. God's taking care of it all. The anointing of God's moving, working it over right now in the name of Jesus. That anointing is working. That anointing is flowing. I need you. Come on. That anointing is flowing right now in the name of Jesus. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is flowing. God wants to do some things. The power of God, the power of God. Use this flow of the Spirit of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He's okay. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Never the same again. 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 Oh, sorrow, sorrow, sorrow. Sorrow flee in the name of Jesus. Sorrow flee in Jesus' name. Sorrow flee in the name of Jesus. Sorrow flee in the name. Restoration's happening right now in the name of Jesus. Restoration's happening right now in the name of Jesus. God's doing a work right now in the name. Something's happening right now. Get up there and lay hands on Him. Stand up. Stand up. Put your hand on Him. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of... Come here. Come here. Stand up. Stand up. Come over here. Somebody help him right now. In the name of him. That curse broke it. And right now the power of the Holy Ghost is on you. It's over. Glory to God. Never another tormented night in the name of Jesus. Peace, supernatural peace, supernatural understanding and restoration of the full mind of Christ be upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Better than you ever thought it could be. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody's having a vision right now of an open door. Somebody's having a vision right now of an open door. Somebody's having a vision right now of an open door. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Who is it? Yes. Where was it? Go on through it. Right now in the name of Jesus. Enter on into it. Right now in the name of Jesus. You've asked God for an escape. That's your escape. Take it. Everything's going to be all right. Judith, come up here. Get her. I know she's in the spirit right now, but get her right now. In the name of Jesus. My goodness, so many people with this anointing on them in this house. Glory to God. God says He's anointing you with the spirit of prophecy. Yeah, He's spoken to you about that before, and He's spoken those things to your heart, and He's given you boldness, but you refuse to step out. But there's a bold anointing coming over you that you might declare the things of God.
And as you flow in that anointing, as you flow in that ministry, as you flow in that anointing, as you flow in that ministry, which is an accurate ministry, a thorough ministry, healing will start to flow through your vessel. Healing will start to flow through your body. And broken things will start to come back together again. For that prophetic anointing is a healing anointing. It's a healing anointing. And you need to learn to let that anointing flow through you. And as it flows through you out to others, it will bring you virtue. It will bring you life and wholeness and healing. But I go, he had the vision. Did he say it did? Praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Shall I not know who said it? Subano shall I? Said I better do it and then you're not to see. It's gonna be alright. Soon and then you'll shine. So I better do stamp a hand a hasty be. For I'm gonna who's taking the hand behind. She's gonna be alright. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You want to give us a little bit of light? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Oh. Shall I go now? What anointing. Hallelujah. What an anointing. God. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, brother, be blessed in Jesus' name. Show him what you want to do in this house and in his life right now in the name of Jesus. How? Frabani, see and develop faith in it in Jesus' name. Let that sound like you say, yeah, show him. Which will cause his faith to be increased. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The way walk ye therein. If you've seen your vision, received a vision yet. What was it? I
sunlight. Yeah, he said he saw it earlier. Did you hear that? Praise God. Yeah. Healing. I believe that light you see is the glory to come. I believe that light that you've been seeing, the brightness of it, is the glory to come. And it has a little bit different than the first one. You see the glory to come. Next time, walk into it. When we were reading the Psalms. Ooh, ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Terry, I hear people talking about you. Say, such anointing on that woman. Such anointing on that woman. Such an anointing on that woman. Such an anointing on that woman. She carries such a heavy anointing. She's okay. She can catch it. She carries such a heavy anointing. She carries such a presence of God. She carries it about her because she's fallen in love with Jesus. You'll even glow with the radiance of the presence of God. People will know that you've seen his face and heard his voice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Things so wonderful, things so gracious, words can't describe. Thank you, Jesus. And Judah, the Lord says to you, don't you worry about a thing. Don't be concerned about the finance. And don't be concerned about your future. For God has written your life out with his own hand. Hallelujah. In every page and every day of your life to be, glory to God, is a good one. And it's a blessed one. Blessings written under your name. God says he'll provide for you, he'll care for you, he'll open doors for you. Oh, it's bigger than what you could ever imagine. You just need to learn to trust and peacefully walk in the grace and in the anointing of God. And you're going to find resources and finance start to come in ways you would have never imagined it ever being able to happen before. Because you've heard the voice of heaven and you sense the presence of God. And now it's time for those things that you've seen, heard, and experienced to bring prosperity to you. The seed planted in your heart will blossom. You're going to start to eat. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise the Lord. can utter it. Praise the Lord.
Jesus. Well, it's offering time, so in the spirit, if you can prepare your seed, whatever you hear God say, just be obedient and you'll be blessed. We have offering envelopes if you're giving by cash. If you'd like one, raise your hand. I'm just going to pray over it, and as you get it ready, you can just come up Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you that your presence is here and it's a manifestation tonight. We thank you for all the wonderful things that you're doing, and we are grateful, Father. And we take this opportunity to show our gratitude in our giving. Lord, I pray that as we give, that you bless us and that you bless the church, Father, and that you multiply everything we give and cause it to greatly extend your kingdom. I pray a supernatural blessing this week over everybody in this room. I pray the change that they need happen this week by your power. I thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. As you get it ready, you can just bring it up.
What we're going to do, we're just going to let this rest right here. Just be real reverent to the Holy Spirit. Don't give any words. Just let the people rest. Don't mess with them. Amen. If you want to pray, you can pray. Amen. If anybody has anything that they got from God, write it. Write it out so it'll be fresh in their spirit. You know, and write it accurately and do whatever God gave them. Is that all right? And don't rush the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's moving on you, you know. Let it, don't think just because we're doing something else, whatever it is, that has to be it for you. Amen. Let God do whatever he wants to do. So be reverent. of it. Also, it's a good idea to stay before the Lord even as you go, you know, to keep him fresh, to watch conversation or watch whatever where you go, you know, so that you don't do it. A lot of times, meetings like this, they would tell people, I don't necessarily believe we have to have that tonight, but they say, don't talk to anybody, you know. And there were several meetings, they went to strong meetings of the Holy Ghost. They go, you just say, just go home, don't say a word. Amen. So just be cautious of what God is doing. Amen. And let it flow. Amen. Praise God. Write it out. It's just too, it's too much to put a child with a microphone at that point. Let God let it, because I think it's so deep and so whatever it is. It's you might want to hear it, write it out, and then we'll let him share on Wednesday night what it was, you know, for about 3 minutes or whatever it was that God did there, because that's a deep thing. And I don't think that God's finished. I don't think that God's finished with him. Praise God. I think it's very deep, and you know, some of those things might even need being interpreted. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You did? Praise God. Do you have it? Okay. After she let it process in her spirit and yeah.